Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, in the same order, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Michael Horn, right?
It's Mike Horn? Michael Horn.
What's the J stand for?
James, just like Donald J. Trump, Michael J. Horn. J is the middle initial you want to have, J.
It's J.
J. Yeah. Michael J. Horn, Donald J. Trump.
John Frederick Dreyer.
See, there's a J there for
that's
you.
Right, of course.
That's how we roll.
It's that's how I roll.
That's how we J's roll. With
I put my J up in front.
That's good. That's good. You do that. Now, yeah. Tomas was trying to see if you wanted to go to see some music, and it's a 60s guy. It's a guy that sings like Sam Cooke, and you like that kind of 50s music there.
I wasn't a Sam Cooke fan. I like Sam Cooke, but I wasn't a Sam Cooke fan.
Darling, You Send Me, you don't like that one?
Yeah. I'm not driving across town to hear that guy sing it.
Come on. I mean, he probably does a good job doing it. You know, Chain Gang. Yeah.
That's why they have records. Why don't you record it, and then I'll play it for me, and I'll decide.
So you've been invited to go see this guy perform, who is the brother of the famed ball player Oil Can Boyd. So that's the guy who's doing this.
The pitcher for the Bees?
Yeah, Oil Can Boyd. Yeah.
Oh, so anyways, I wish him all the best.
Okay. And now you are a big music guy because I know that all you listen to is like the 50s on 5 on Sirius XM. And then you come to my house and you start terrorizing my poor Amazon Echo unit because you keep asking Alexa, play this for me.
Yeah, and they don't do it.
What do you mean?
I asked you about that. You explained it to me. So all you had to do is turn the top of it. Just turn it until it lights up. And then you say, Alexa.
You don't have to turn it. You just say Alexa.
You have to turn it.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do, because I tried it.
That's why it's not working.
You have to have me come over to your house and show you how to use your stuff.
You call her the wrong name. You have to say, Alexa, play Chain Gang by Sam Cooke, and she'll go Chain Gang
by Sam Cooke. Well, you have to turn the machine on.
No, it's on all the time. Listening all the time.
Believe me. I was yelling into it. Nothing happened until I turned it on.
And then
the light went on.
You get annoyed.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Alexa, you know, play Grand Funk Railroad, you know, Heartbreaker.
Yep.
And they said, Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah.
Heartbreaker.
Yep.
And then the music started, and then it came on, and then it stopped, and they said, we can't play it because we're not, we don't have it.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with our star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Well, there's an article about you recently. It was two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And it wasn't the last quarter. It was the first quarter, wasn't it, of the game? Don't get disgusted with me. To repeat it for us?
I don't know how many times I've gone.
Was it the
this.
Last quarter?
No.
What? Third quarter?
It was in the first.
That's quarter. What I said.
Yes.
And so the article said the fourth quarter.
Did you
and
ever
it was the
mention
first.
To who it was? What team it was?
It was the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're in the sports business, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, who was it? It was Green Bay. It was Green Bay.
Yeah.
And it was Bart Starr. I can't remember the quarterbacks. I can't.
Of course not. I've only told
who were
you
they again?
38 times.
Ernie Zambezi and...
Balf Baganadu.
Wait, who was it?
Balf Baganadu. He was a great Polish. You should know this. You're Polish.
I'm Czech, not Polish.
Well, same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's different.
Absolutely.
It is different. It's just different.
Same thing, eh?
That's Canadian, eh? No, who were the quarterbacks that you nailed?
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, give them to me again.
Scott Hunter. Scott, you want to write this down? Write
yeah,
it down.
Scott Hunter.
Put it in your wallet.
Scott Hunter. And later you played that role, but changed the name to Rick.
But the show was named after Scott Hunter. So it's Scott Hunter.
And?
And Jim, J-I-M. It's not G-I-M. It's J-I-M. Delgazo.
That was it was. Delgazo.
He was a lefty.
Yeah.
Southpaw.
In the same quarters, I mean, come on, the crowd must have gone nuts. Was this on the road or at home?
At home.
Yeah, they had to go crazy. Did you get interviewed
it was in the west end zone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was in the east end zone.
See, even you're forgetting now.
Well, east and west.
And it was the Vikings, right?
What's the difference, east and west?
I mean, Green Bay. I'm sorry, I keep saying
it's Green Bay.
Green Bay. The Vikings is where you broke your thumb or your finger on that helmet in sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah, I actually broke my... left middle finger in a preseason game against Tampa Bay when Steve Spurrier was the quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that when it was?
I don't know. It was.
But you broke it when it was real cold or something.
I did that. I broken like six of my fingers, you know, so.
You didn't even know you
six
broke
of
it,
my
right?
Ten.
Until after the game, really.
Until I looked down and it turned into a circus finger. You know when you know how when
a
cartoon
finger?
Character gets hit with a mallet,
yeah.
And he holds his hand up and he goes, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what it was doing.
Yeah. The people in the stands saw it.
They saw it. They actually was that the people in the stands. Look at Fred's.
People on the 30-yard line.
Look at Fred's finger.
Holy smoke! Look at that finger.
Looks like the Roadrunner hit him with something. something else. That had to be pretty painful.
I went through one game where I did not make a tackle. Nobody ran toward me. And I was all alone. And I could have gone home without taking a shower.
It was an easy day at the office for you? What game was that and why?
Really amazing.
Did you guys like bowl over somebody? And just it was an incredible game?
I don't know. Who was it? Was it Cleveland or somebody?
Cleveland is the way we like to say it. Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Cleveland is the way they say it there.
Yeah. But anyway.
So you had no action in that game?
Nothing.
At all?
Absolutely nothing.
Just
and I
the
thought
way that...
There were, and I thought that, you know, at the end of the game, I asked somebody, I said, did we play this game?
It's not a Twilight Zone.
I think we won, too, I think.
Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, is lining up. Only this game will be played in the Twilight Zone.
This is this was a strange afternoon, pal.
All-pro defensive end, you don't have. You're not involved in one play.
Not
what
one
did
play.
You do? Just kind of start doing your nails?
No, I started taking it personally.
You did?
Yes, yeah, about
yeah,
the third
you.
Quarter, I started yelling at everybody.
That would be you. I could see you getting very upset about it.
Well, yeah.
The finger was that you when you said you broke about four of them. The one I'm talking about was in Minnesota, and it was so cold you didn't even know you broke it at first, right? You got between the helmets. Is that what happened or something?
Yeah. And you know something's wrong, but you don't. But
why did you know?
But the delay in the consequence,
the pain
is what you're bracing for.
Did you hear a sound?
Well, it's like realizing that I've just got my hand pushed between two helmets, and I know that in about maybe a minute and a half, a couple of minutes anyway, I'm not going to like what I'm going to experience.
Saying. Yeah, and then it happened, right?
And it happened.
Did they tape it for you at least? Did you go in the locker room?
Well, I had to, you have to, as far as I'm concerned, you have to put your hand or your extremity, whatever it is, or your finger, have to stick it in a bucket of ice water. So the shock of it being put in ice water helps get rid of the inflammation.
Right.
And then you tape it to your other finger as a brace.
So you did that on the sideline?
Yeah.
So you actually put your hand in the ice water.
Yeah.
And then you did it yourself? You did the taping yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't they have medical personnel on the team to kind of look that
well,
up?
Well, you know, you can't ask these people to... You can't ask...
Don't tell me you refuse to go to the doctor so much, you refuse a team physician.
No, but you can't say, hey, I hurt my finger.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I know what happened. And I stick it in there, and I said, I'll have to put some DMSO on this here this next week.
What's
but
the
DMSO? Here's the problem.
What is DMSO?
Yeah. Dimethyl...
Montelukast sodium
something oxide. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you put the stuff on there, and it takes away all the inflammation. But the one thing that you have to make sure is when you hurt an extremity like that, your knuckle, usually the first knuckle, you have to make sure you don't lose range of motion.
Right, because if you got to keep moving it,
because
then, right?
If this thing freezes up, you'll never be able to make a complete fist.
So you were constantly moving it during the game, right?
So I know this middle finger was broken. You can see it,
yeah,
like so. But I had to constantly exercise it.
What did it need to be reset, or was it just fractured?
It was just fractured.
So you kept moving it.
Yeah. So what you do is you just I carried around. You know what Nutty Putty is?
No.
Nutty Putty is a plastic, very moldable plastic that looks like clay, but it's artificial. It's a man-made plastic.
Right.
That you now squeeze, and you exercise your hands. With that stuff.
It's kind of like silly putties.
So I'm always constantly squeezing this stuff, and it has tremendous effect. It's painful at first, but once you force the range of motion back into the joint, you're okay.
So you got to just keep doing it. You got to work through that's what they call working through the pain. So if you put your finger between two helmets and it got broken there at the knuckle, would that mean that you got a couple of knuckleheads?
Yes, that's exactly what it meant.
Is that what it meant?
Yeah, and I had the official stop the game to make that point.
Hey, my knuckle is between these two heads.
Yeah, that's what you do.
The original knuckleheads.
That's what you do. Now, look, I think we'll
ready
say...
Ready for the list?
No. We're not going to... There's a lull.
I'd say go for the
I
list.
I sense a lull.
A lull.
But we'll fight the lull, and we'll push it into the second half of the show.
Okay, that's good. It is the Sports Lounge. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter. Fred underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook, he's big there. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can email him, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We continue in the Sports Lounge.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. Spaceman. Just kind of like this R&B kind of music here for you. It's kind of your kind of
yeah,
sound.
It really sends me.
It sends you? Let me play the guitar here. All right, welcome back. You got a lot of stuff to talk about in the world of sports. How's baseball treating you these days? Are you liking the season so far, and about a month or so into the season?
Well, let's see. When you look at the newspapers, like I do, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you do all the time.
I drive around reading the newspapers all the time. Trunk is full of newspapers. I just drive around reading it, getting all this information. So I look and see that most leagues, the American League and the National League, are just loaded with mediocre teams, 500 teams.
Well, that kind of gives you parity in the game, doesn't it?
Parity.
That's what it tells me. I mean, that's a positive way of looking at it.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. I'm worried Mike Trout was on a roll, and he's got this troublesome hamstring that's been keeping him out of the lineup.
Oh, no, not the ham.
Yeah.
Well, that means he's lined up for that buffet.
Yeah, he'll be away at the buffet. And, you know, Andrew Toles on the Dodgers, he's going to undergo surgery. He's got a torn.
Seriously?
He's got a torn ACL. That's the bad news.
He's done. He's done.
Yeah, he suffered a right torn ACL during a game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's going to go surgery. So, he's going to be out? That's the end of his season then, isn't it?
He's done.
Wow. And he was doing great, too.
It's a big loss.
That is a huge loss. Who's the other guy that's played on the team for many years? Andre Ethier, is he ever going to come
back?
He's
done.
He's done?
He's got a bad back.
Is that what it is?
So herniated disc.
So he's not playing this year either?
If he were to try and come back, it would be after the All-Star game probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Okay. All these guys. You know, it's just difficult. You know what's interesting about the sport of football?
Yes.
That I've noticed and that is not in baseball, it's the ability to control yourself when you're knocked off your feet. Football gives you a tremendous sense of that balance.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, because you're airborne. You have to learn literally how to land. You can't be afraid to leave your feet, and you have to constantly be on the lookout, when you're playing, to make sure that you're not curbing your enthusiasm, as it were, and because you're afraid to lose your balance or to get knocked off your feet. I watch baseball players. And I watched this thing here the other night with Toles when he ran into the left field corner.
Andrew Toles, who's out for the season.
Yeah, and he just missed it by about a foot, catching the ball. But he was running into the corner where the left field foul line met the left field wall.
Right.
So it was a very low wall there. You know, you can jump over it into the stands. But he was running at pretty good speed to get over there. And he didn't make the decision early enough to say, I'm going to let it fall and play it off the carom. He ran as if he was going to
catch
make the catch
right.
at any cost. And so,
that's where he tore the ACL.
And so what he did was he realized as he reached out for it that he didn't get it. He was about a foot away from getting it with his glove. Now everything transferred, the weight and everything translated to his legs.
Uh-oh.
And he didn't have enough. He didn't have enough time to actually gather himself before he hit the corner of the wall there. So I'm thinking, there's something about football that gives you a sense of, yeah, I have time, I can make the play. If I leave my feet, if I dive, if I commit myself into a pile of humanity, am I bracing myself for it to be successful?
So that gives you that time. You're right, because it's I don't know. It seems like football is the faster game, but yet you do have time to think about that because of the nature of the game. You're facing those situations constantly, so you have to have your mindset to say, am I going to commit or not commit or whatever I have to do.
Yeah, if the play is away from you or if it's at you or you can tell right away at the snap of the ball if you're probably going to be involved in the play.
Right.
And so that gears you up to prepare yourself to either say, I'm going to commit myself to the play, or I'm not.
It's the Sports Lounge here from CRN Digital Talk Radio, coming to you every week at this time. Take care, Fred Dreyer. Please follow him on Twitter. His handle is Fred_Dreyer. Fred_Dreyer. Send him a tweet right now. He needs one. We are back in the sports lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, though. The Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend, the all-pro defensive end football legend. I'm talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, my list of stuff I'm going to read to you folks is stuff you didn't know you didn't know. I'll give you a teaser. Here's the flavor and the sentiment of
kind of the feature we're looking forward
of
to
this list, and that is, here it is. Question: what is the only food that doesn't spoil?
Honey. Is that the right
That's
answer?
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for reading my notes.
No, I didn't read it. I've always known that. Honey,
you've always known that.
The only food that does not spoil. Do not throw away honey. It gets crystallized and everything, but you can heat it up, and honey will never spoil. You can leave it out. It's the only food that will not spoil.
All right, well, here's one that you won't get.
I mean, honey.
Here's one you won't get.
Okay, give me one I won't get. Go ahead, challenge me, because I might stop here, or I might go to the next level. What do I think I should do? Next level.
Go all in.
I'm going to go to the next level.
Just go all in.
Crowd going crazy. Go ahead.
All right, here's a question. Yeah. Most boat owners name their boats. What is the most popular boat name requested?
Crystal.
Is that your...
No, it's not my final answer.
I want you to think about it.
Can I phone a bro or phone a friend? What is the dinghy? The dinghy. The Caroline. It's probably the Caroline.
The
Caroline, yeah.
That's close.
What is it?
Obsession.
Obsession.
That's right. Most boat owners request the name of Obsession.
This is a great feature. I have more to talk about, but I'm going to put myself on hold. Give us another. Go ahead.
No, you don't want to. Lame sports stuff. You know, they should have me. Listen, let me just say something to you. You know, I go to these Dodger games. I go to these sporting events, and I'm always disappointed because I always feel as though that the presentation of the sport is overshadowed by the gamesmanship and the festive... circus-like game show stuff that they put on. It's like going to...
You're talking about this big screen.
It's like going, yeah. It's
the
like
kiss cam.
The kiss cam, all this other crap, you know. Guess where the ball is. What helmet is the ball?
I like the candy races where they race around the park and you try to...
Yeah, well, they don't do that over here.
Blue, yellow.
Yeah, but they have these stupid, inane games and it just won't leave you alone, you know.
You hate that, don't you?
Yes, I do, with your own thoughts. But I go because the game means a little bit more to me than this crap. So,
you all right?
So they should have me. Here's what they should have me doing.
What should they have you
They do? Should have me on the big screen
with the microphone.
Filming, yeah. Asking these questions.
Fred Dreyer in the stands. This is good.
No, the not in the stands, but on the board. Film me in a studio, run
okay, give
it.
Give us another example. Give us another question.
Here's another
example. Give another example. Go ahead.
Here's another sample.
Give us another one. Now, you folks there could play at home with us. Go ahead.
You know, the subject is stuff you didn't know you didn't know.
Okay, so here's something I didn't know I didn't
the
know.
The cost of raising a medium-sized dog to the age of 11.
Well, that's too bad. My dog only lasted
four
years.
That's why I'm bringing this up.
You're hitting me in the heart here.
Well, you might know this then.
Okay, go ahead.
The question again is, the cost of raising a medium-sized dog to the age of 11, that's old for a dog, depends on what the dog is, is... $16,400.
$16,000. That's for 11 years. That's amortized that over the years. That's a, you know, it's about $1,000 a year. Come on.
So as soon as you bring the little puppy home.
Yeah. It's less than $1,000 a year, for gosh sakes.
Then you're going to have to shell out $16,000.
Around $700 a year, something like that. All right, give us another. Give me another.
The average number of people airborne over the United States in any given hour.
So anybody flying right now over the United States right now.
The average number of people.
Oh, average. Any given hour, the average number of people, let's say 500,000.
That's, come on. No.
What is it?
You're close.
What is it?
61,000.
61,000. I overshot it.
You're only 440,000
shots. There's a lot of private planes that they're not counting that I could
But these
got.
Are just some of the little things.
Give us another. Come on. These are good. Come on. One more. Yeah, give me another.
Which day are there more collect calls than any other day of the year?
More collect calls than any day of the year on Saturday night.
No, you're not listening.
I'm not feeling good. Can you pick me up?
Have you been drinking?
Yeah.
Which day are there more collect calls than any other day of the year?
I said Saturday.
No.
Friday.
Well, this is written like you could interpret it.
Friday.
No. It's Father's Day.
Oh, a day. I thought you thought a day of the week. You should say
well,
which holiday.
Well, you could reach it. You
Father's
could, you
Day.
Could
yeah, collect calls. You're not going to do a collect call to your mother, but the old man, he takes it in the shorts, and then you're going to give him some kind of a crummy
All
tie.
All right, one more, and then I'm throwing this
do
thing
something
away.
Nice to you. This is really good. I'm glad you brought this in.
Yeah.
This is really
I'm sure if I went in and if I took
this.
A meeting.
Highlight this on the show prep. Go
if
ahead.
I took a meeting with Lon Rosen over the Dodgers, you know, he's the guy that comes up with all this stuff.
You could go in the stands. You could be out there.
I could actually, you know.
Instead of Kelly Tennant, let's go to Fred Dreyer for a great fact.
Fred, what do you got down there?
What do you got, Fred?
Hey, if you were to spell out a number, how far would you have to go until you found the letter A?
Spell a
now,
number?
If you were to spell out numbers,
okay.
Like O-N-E-T-W-O-T-H-R-E-E, how far would you have to go until you would find the letter A?
Wow, probably 100.
1,000.
1,000.
There's no A in 100.
See, I missed that one always in the spelling bees. It was always my nemesis.
We'll come back to
it. It really was. Those are really good, let me tell you.
These are brain teasers.
We'd like your thoughts on these. If you'd like to go ahead and contact Fred, follow him on Twitter. Send him a tweet if you can. Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And if you could, please comment and send him an email on what you thought about this segment. What is it called again? It's Things You Know That You Don't
Things
Know.
You didn't know you didn't know.
On CRN.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Welcome back. back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, here's the story. Major League Baseball investigating the Dodgers over the firing of a war vet. Apparently, Major League Baseball, they're investigating whether the Los Angeles Dodgers discriminated against an Afghanistan war veteran, Nick Francona. His dad is Terry Francona, who manages the Cleveland Indians. And apparently, Nick Francona, they say, terminated his contract last year after he went for a mental health assessment. This came to us from Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports reported this. Apparently, in a letter to the league and to the office of the league, Major League Baseball, this guy, Nick Francona, alleged that the Dodgers and specifically his immediate superior, Gabe Kapler, pushed him out of his job as assistant director of player development after he went for an assessment at Home Base, which is an organization dedicated to healing veterans' invisible wounds. So quoting Nick Francona, he says, as a highly visible institution, I think it is important for Major League Baseball to set a responsible example by making it known that there is no place for this type of behavior in baseball. And he also said a failure to do so would only confirm the reason so many people are hesitant to acknowledge they might have an issue in the first place. Now, the Dodgers, they've denied that Nick Francona's service was the impetus to terminate his employment last March, and the league is now determining whether the club discriminated against this guy by removing Francona from his position, and the Dodgers offered him a different job at the same salary in research and development department. Francona rejected that offer, as well as two settlement offers the Dodgers provided before he heard his grievance to the league office. What does this guy want?
Well, is this Gabe, the comedian Gabe Kapler?
No, this is Gabe Kapler in charge of the minor leagues now for the Dodgers.
Isn't this a welcome home card?
No, this is not it.
It's a different guy?
So apparently the club said the Dodgers cannot comment on specific facts or reasons leading to a former employee's departure from the organization. However, we can categorically state that Nick Francona's departure was not the result of any type of discrimination, and it certainly was not the result of his being a veteran. This was confirmed by an investigation conducted by independent outside counsel. The Dodgers have the utmost admiration and respect for all of the men and women who serve or have served in the armed forces, and we are very proud of the veterans whom we employ. I don't know. I'm not taking sides here, but I'm kind of going with the Dodgers on this. If they offer the guy the job, another
job, what would they fire him for?
I don't know. Nick Francona says, well, they wanted to make a change. Here's what the deal. When can you make a change without getting sued over something because someone doesn't want to move their job? If you can't do the job and you have a problem, you can't do the job, and they offer you another job at your same pay, what are you complaining about? You still got your job. You still got the same pay. Well,
there's no way to know anything about the story the way they
reported. It's like saying that your guy is a pinch hitter and he doesn't produce, and then he says, "Well, I went
he's not a player.
A mental health thing, and they fired me because they don't think I'm capable of hitting a pinch hitter." No, you just weren't doing the job, so they trade you.
What job did he have?
He had this job of assistant. What did I tell you it was? He was.
I don't know.
Well, I wish you'd listen.
I listened.
My story.
So you just went on and on. There's so much information.
Said, yeah, well, you have to get it. He was assistant director of player development
for the minor league.
Yes,
and
I guess.
So they wanted to make a change.
Yeah, well, Gabe Kapler, who was his immediate supervisor, removed him from the job, and they were going to put him into research and development.
So they went to him and said, we want to transfer you into a different area.
Yeah, and obviously he did not like that.
Let me just ask a question.
Yeah, let's see if you got it or not.
Well, I think I do.
Okay, good.
There's a big difference here. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. That's why people listen to the show. That's why people listen to the show.
No, it's a list. Go
on. Did you know that men can read smaller print than women?
Did not know that.
Women can hear better.
What?
You heard me. So here's the deal. Can I assume that Gabe Kapler. Oh, yeah. He went to Francona and said, hey, look, we want to move you to a different area.
Yeah. They say that Gabe Kapler pushed him out of his job as assistant director of player development after he went for an assessment at Home Base. That's what Francona said.
So Francona saw the Francona went to see the head doctor.
Yeah,
because of PTSD.
Right, or something similar.
Well, I mean that's what you go for. And then when he came back, he said, "We're going to move you to a different area."
Yeah.
Okay. And he says, you're doing it because of I have to go to see a doctor. Yeah.
And if they did that, why would they give him a job and keep him in the same organization?
Well,
settlement offers, too.
What job did they move him to?
Research and development.
Well, that's probably less hands-on and direct with players.
How do you know?
I don't know. But then it is the head of direct player development. They probably said that, you know, maybe we want to put someone else in
there.
They
want a different job, same salary, in research and development is where they were going to put them. So, I mean, if they're paying you the same amount of money, you know, unless they're asking you to do something absolutely that you don't think you can handle. I mean, come on. And then they offered him some settlement offers, and he's still suing. I think sometimes we get a little sue crazy in this country.
Well, here's my question, and I don't know enough about this thing as it is. Shouldn't you be accountable if someone in your job, that when a guy comes up to you, the boss, and says, you know, we realize that, you know, you had to go see a shrink or a doctor for your situation, so we're going to move you into a different area. That's a big assumption.
But they didn't say that. He's saying
I know, but I mean, there's something going on at that juncture.
What
right
if he
there.
Was just bad at his job and they wanted to move him into something else and put somebody else in there?
Then why didn't they say he wasn't doing the job? I don't care why didn't they release that?
Because they can't comment on it now. They said
I'm saying this. Regardless, it's bad publicity. The Dodgers should release better information.
The Dodgers cannot comment on the specific facts or reasons leading to the former employee's departure from the organization, but they can categorically state that Francona's departure was not a result of any discrimination.
They need Magic Johnson.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Hunt, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Time for our emails, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Yeah, this is
the section. I like this.
You like this, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do.
So Natalie says, hi, Fred. How are you? Would love to meet you. She's a Hunter fan.
Well, it would be so wonderful. You know, sometimes you like to reach out and touch your fans and greet them, and we sure appreciate you listening in.
Martha Lee says, the best radio webcast show, All Things Sports and Hunter. Every Wednesday is date night with Fred and Mike. Thank you, Martha. That's very
Thank
nice.
Thank you very much, yes.
She says the topics are always fun and informative. And so there you have it. She says, Michael Horn, for all you do for us, the Sultan of Safeties, rules the airwaves. Joyce is saying, oh, my golly, the real Fred Dreyer, the article, the photo are awesome. Love your smiling photo. Apparently there's been a big article written about you, and people are loving it. They say your humor is incredible.
Where was this come from?
This is the one that was out in the newspapers and everything recently.
Did I do that? Did I do an interview?
Yeah, there was. No, they just did a whole story on you.
Oh.
Bridget says, I love me some Fred. Mick McMahon says, good man, Freddie. Carrie Ann says, you guys are awesome. Enjoy the show. And Carl is saying, Fred, I still like watching Hunter. It stood out and had a warmth that lots of shows don't have. The relationship between you and Kramer was one of the main things that made Hunter what it was.
Well, I thank you very much. That was one of the great things that you do when you put a show together. You hope there's a chemistry between the lead actors and actresses, and you hope that people spot it and like it, and they do, and the show was a testament to that.
Pamela sent a picture in with you, and I don't know.
Yeah, you know who that is? That is Pamela. That's my friend Joe Bucci.
So Joe Bucci.
He was Mr. World in, I think, 1983.
And it was an episode called The Big Fall that he was in.
Yep, he was, and he was on a show for maybe three or four times there as a little deal. We put a lot of our friends in the show, and it was a lot of fun.
And Wednesdays are the best day of the week, according to Gail, and that's our segment. In the lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us. So apparently Fred, bees have been just continuing to love baseball, and there's more bees that over the past few years in Major League Baseball stadiums. There was a game at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals and the Indians were set to close their series in Kansas City. That's where Kauffman Stadium is, and the staffers rushed to the upper deck because bees were swarming, settling in the first row to create a hive. at the stadium. And lucky, a member of the Royals ground crew, a guy by the name of Jeff Diekman, he is also a professional beekeeper. So it was convenient. Diekman arrived at the upper deck, removed the bees humanely, and he didn't even need a beekeeper suit. He's that good at doing it. So it's very
those
important.
Those were not killer bees. So I'll get
well, it was
to
important
that.
To be humane because there was a bee delay in 2016 in spring training. The Rockies playing a game, and they were some exterminator sprayed the bees. And the Royals manager, Ned Yost, was not happy. He says, just to arbitrarily kill a bunch of bees makes zero sense to me. I'm a conservationist. I love conservation. I love the aspect of wildlife fish. I love that stuff. Get stung with a bee, see if he says the same thing. Anyway.
Well, what is this story about?
There's bees in baseball.
Well, I'm glad to see that because you do know that several years ago there was a frightening possibility that that many of our fruit trees and many of our fruits and vegetables were we going to lose them because there wasn't enough bees to pollinate.
Correct.
So that apparently now, because of this latest storm that's gone on, there's just a proliferation of bloom and blossom in the high
Thank
deserts.
Thank goodness.
Especially in the Southern California, where they just are just blossoming like you can't believe. And it flushes and brings out all the bees. So
it's good
not
news.
Only the bees at the baseball game, but they're over in the high desert, too.
You got a couple more facts for us there on the list of things you didn't know you didn't know. Just give us, lay another one on us.
Let's
Come on.
See.
Come on, give us
I'm
a good
just,
one.
I'm just...
lay one on us. That's what we just want to hear. Don't be picky. Just give it to us. We'll tell you whether it's good
okay.
or bad.
In English pubs, ale is ordered by pints and quarts.
Yes.
So in Old England, when customers got unruly, the bartender would yell at them, mind your pints and quarts, and settle down. It's where we get the phrase, mind your P's and Q's.
Whoa. Oh. See, that was a good one.
See?
I thought it was going nowhere.
No,
you
no.
brought it
well,
home.
No, no, listen.
You brought it home with the mind your P's and Q's. Give me one more.
Here's another one for it.
One for us to take with us this week.
Here's one for the road.
This is one for the road.
It was the accepted practice in Babylon 4,000 years ago
yeah.
that for a month after the wedding, the bride's father would supply his son-in-law with all the mead, M-E-A-D, he would drink.
The wine, mead.
Mead
wine.
Is a honey beer, and because their calendar was lunar-based, this period was called the honey month, which is why we now know that time as the honeymoon.
That's really good. Wow, these are now you're getting into some pretty good facts.
Well,
here.
I'm getting into stuff that's heady. This is heady stuff.
This is quite amazing. Will you bring this list next week to the show and give us some
every
more?
Commercial on television has a website at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to bring the list to us. Is that another one off the list? That's good. All right, we got to get out of here.
No, well, wait a minute.
Miss anything? Log on to our website at crntalk.com. Download our cell phone app, free for your smartphone. Dial #250 on your smartphone.
Yeah, just
hit
stop.
Send. And when they ask
this is
you
more
for
important.
The code, say
this is
CRN
more important.
Talk.
What do most bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers have in common? All were invented by women.
All right, follow Fred at on facebook.com/realfreddryer. And you can also check him out on Twitter, Fred_Dryer. Email him, Fred Dryer at crntalk.com. That's the email address there. It's the Sports Lounge.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey, welcome back here to the Sports Lounge with the yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Jarre. Gail, by the way, says no one on earth has a greater happier smile than you, Fred. Is that amazing? Is that good?
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate that. Yeah, we have fun over here. I don't smile enough. I probably that's one thing that you could criticize me on is that I walk around in a cloud of gloom. Periodically, until I run into my friends like Michael Horn and I start smiling.
Cheers you up, right?
Well, to a degree.
See? It's a cloud of gloom comes in there again. You know what's cheered us up on the show today, and I hope you never bring them back again, is the list of facts you didn't know you didn't know.
You didn't know. Well, I have a couple right here.
You have a couple more?
Michael
really?
J.
Okay, what do you have for us?
So I read this one to you. Men can read smaller print than women, but women can hear better.
Yeah, you already said that one. Give me something.
And then you made a lame joke.
What?
What'd you say? Yeah. Now, Coca-Cola was originally green.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It had nothing to do with St. Patty's Day, that's for sure.
Okay. What else you got for here?
The state with the highest percentage of people who walk to work is?
New York.
Alaska.
Really?
Oh,
They walk to work in Alaska.
That's what it says here.
I don't know Alaska.
The percentage of Africa that is wilderness is 28%.
Oh, really? So 28%.
Now, get this. The percentage of North America, which is the United States, that is wilderness, 38%.
So there's more wilderness in this country than in Africa.
That's correct.
It's amazing.
Yep. And the other one is, and last but not least, I won't bore you with this one, but I'll just leave you with this one. Think about it. It is impossible to lick your elbow.
Let me try to see if I can do it.
Now I could lick yours, I would.
I don't want you to. I would not want that.
Yeah. But it's impossible to lick your elbow.
Is that all? Did you do them all?
Well, there's another one. There's a couple more in there.
All right. Well, we want to remind everybody to thank you so much for listening. We're here every week at this time. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, the first novel ever written on a typewriter was Tom Sawyer. And intelligent people have more zinc and copper in their hair.
You're going to keep giving these things?
Oh, yeah. And as I think about it, the San Francisco cable cars are the only mobile national money.
Bye-bye, everybody.
That's it.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.